This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so we started today with a word that helped define Donald Trump's campaign, right? Jobs and bringing them back. The thing is, those kinds of jobs that the president-elect is talking about kind of don't exist anymore, and even the ones that do, well, the market has its own ideas about where those jobs ought to be, how much they ought to pay, and how many of them there should be as well, which seems to us like a great cue for a quick chat with an actual economist. Dr. Kenneth Louie is an economist at Pennsylvania State University in Barron. Dr. Louie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So test our hypothesis, would you, that Erie is a good place from which to draw larger lessons about this economy in the coming 4 or maybe 8 years?
I think Erie is an excellent place to draw such lessons because we are fairly representative of many similar cities across the so-called Rust Belt that have suffered tremendously from the dramatic loss of manufacturing jobs. In the early 1950s, manufacturing jobs made up more than 50% of total employment, about 50,000 jobs. Now it's down to about 20,000 jobs, less than 20% of total employment. So like other similar cities in that situation, we've really been suffering. But the good news is that much of the academic literature suggests that the cause of those job losses are much more attributable to technological advances.
Right. Automation.
Yes,
automation. Not necessarily trade.
Exactly. And so the good news is that to the extent that we want to implement policies to help those workers who are suffering.
All right. So talk to me for a second, though, about those workers, right? Because we have had a lack of specifics from the president-elect and his team about what he is going to do other than the broad strokes of protectionism, tariffs, and bringing jobs back. Were you to get a phone call from Mr. Trump tomorrow, right before his inaugural, what would you say? What is to be done here about these jobs that the market has other plans for?
In my opinion, the best types of policies are those that provide assistance to American workers to adapt to those rapid technological changes. Things like job retraining, education, early childhood education, get kids started early.
Right.
Those kinds of things that help us adapt to those technological advances are, in my opinion, much more likely to be effective as opposed to, let's say, trade restrictive policies.
Somebody suggested to one of our producers this morning that the example that Erie is shooting for is the Pittsburgh example, which, of course, had steel, went horribly downhill after the steel industry shut down, but now has come back largely on the backs of healthcare, which is a major industry in this town. Do you buy that comparison?
Yes, to a very large extent. In fact, I'll just give you a couple of quick examples. Right here at our Penn State Erie campus, we have a complex called Knowledge Park, and we are attracting entrepreneurs and major companies that are collaborating with our faculty and students to provide those next-generation jobs.
Also, not for nothing, plastics engineering, right? That's a huge thing that goes on.
Yes.
Yes. Does the economy exist in Erie that will allow the jobs Mr. Trump is talking about to come back?
Once again, if the true culprit is technological advance, then it's unlikely that we will see a resurgence in the more traditional kinds of manufacturing jobs. But as I mentioned, companies locally like Cybersonics, which produces sophisticated medical equipment, SKF Aerospace, which produces sophisticated parts for the aerospace industry, those kinds of manufacturing jobs, which require more training, are likely to lead the future.
Are you economically hopeful as a guy who studies this stuff?
Absolutely, and judging from what you heard from our earlier guests, one of the best assets we have in this area are people who are so dedicated to the region, who are enthusiastic about Erie, and who are such great advocates for our region.
This is kind of spitballing it. Give yourselves a round of applause, right? Because that is the thing that has come through in our reporting, is that the people in Erie believe in Erie. Spitball it for me, though. If we come back in a year, and when I say spitball, I mean like in 15 seconds. If we come back in a year, has anything changed?
It's always hard to forecast the future, but I would say I am modestly optimistic because the worst seems to have been in the past year and a half when we had rather substantial layoffs at GE and other local manufacturers. But that seems to have been tapering off. Jobs have held steady at about 20,300 in manufacturing for the past 3 months.
Dr. Kenneth Louie at Penn State, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.